Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, another Mishnah discussing the proper interpretation of idioms used in the time of the Mishnah. Now, the two categories that this Mishnah considers is Jews, on the one hand, and Kusim, on the other hand. The Kusim, they were people who had been brought in by the Assyrians to Eretz Yisrael, originally non-Jewish peoples, but they opted to convert to Judaism because they were being eaten by local lions and they thought the local gods were angry at them for not practicing the local ways, so they converted to being Jewish. Now that conversion was very dubious and always kind of questioned by Chazal. In the time of the Mishnah, there was a split opinion whether the Kusim should be considered Jewish or not. They did keep, like, let's talk about Torah Shebichsav, but they didn't generally keep stuff that had to do with the rabbinic enactments, the Derabbanans. So there was a question in the time of the Mishnah, are they Jewish or not? Subsequent to the Mishnah, in the time of the Gemara, it was discovered that they had a temple of their own on Har HaGrizim, and as the Mishnah will reflect, they didn't even go for the different pilgrimage festivals of Lila Regal. They didn't come to Yerushalayim, they stayed there in Har HaGrizim. In the time of the Gemara, it came out that they had like an idol erected over there in the shape of a dove, and they really were considered at that point forward to be idolatrous and not Jewish at all, so they were rejected. But in the time of the Mishnah, and certainly the Pshat in this Mishnah, is that they were considered to be Jewish. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Hanoder Meshovsei Shabbos. If one takes a neder against people who are, I'll translate this idiomatically, as people who are obliged to rest on the Shabbos, so then, Aser B'Yisrael, that certainly includes Jews, V'Aser B'Kusim, and the Kusim are included as well, because they also are understood to be Jewish here, and therefore they're certainly incumbent upon them, they should be keeping Shabbos. Now, that would mean, just for example, that I translated as Shovsei Shabbos, people are obligated, because let's say a Gentile, a Christian, keeps his Sabbath on Sunday or even on Saturday, that's not considered to be keeping Shabbos, and therefore, even though he does, so to speak, observe this day of rest, he wouldn't be considered to be a Shovsei Shabbos and would not be included in the nether. If a person makes a nether that is directed towards Me'ochle Shum, people who eat garlic, now, in the Gemara, the expression ochle shum often is like an idiom for people who did something wrong, like a person who, the Gemara says sort of rhetorically, just because someone ate garlic and had sort of bad breath from it, should he go and do it a second time and ochle shum all over again? But in our Mishnah here, that expression of ochle shum is referring to people who eat garlic on Friday night, because Ezra, when he came back in the beginning of the Bayashani period, he decreed that men should eat garlic on Friday night. He understood that would be helpful for them to procreate and make them more prone to having more children. And therefore, since Friday night was Friday night and a time to procreate, so therefore he made such an enactment. So it seems that the Kusim, while they didn't take lots of rabbinic stuff very seriously, they took this Takanas Ezra seriously enough that they also ate garlic Friday night. And that being the case, if a person makes a neder me'ochle shum, that's directed towards people who eat garlic, aser b'Yisrael v'aser b'kusim, that would include both Jews and kusim alike, since the kusim are also considered ochle shum, based on the usage of the idiom. However, if one made a neder me'ole Yerushalayim, that was directed towards people who are pilgrims to Jerusalem, people who do the Lila Regal, they went up three times a year on the Pesach Shavuot Sukkot to Yerushalayim. So, apparently the Kusim didn't do that. And that being the case, they weren't included in the expression. And therefore, if a person took such a neder, Aser B'Yisrael, the Iser extends to Jews, Umutar B'Kusim, but there's no extension to Kusim, since Kusim weren't considered to be Ole Yerushalayim. They didn't go to Yerushalayim, and therefore they're not included in a neder with such an expression.